This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
In the studio with us at the moment, we've got two lovely ladies. We've got Diana Parsons and Minette Dogilevsky. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And we're talking about one of the island's biggest heritage draws, because, of course, the Freshwater Circle were, I suppose, the kind of in crowd of Soho in their time. People came to Freshwater to get away from it all in Victorian times, amazingly enough. Poets like Tennyson and Julia Margaret Cameron, the photographer, and all of those society people were finding the press very, very intrusive in London. So they came down here to sort of set up a cultural base, which was the Freshwater Circle. I mean, it kind of happened gradually as opposed to all at one time. And Freshwater was a real hub of the arts, wasn't it, Diana?
It was indeed. And in fact, Julia Margaret Cameron moved to the island because Tennyson lived there. She
yes.
used to come and stay. And she was so entranced by the place and by proximity to him that eventually she rented property and then bought it.
Yes.
And it became her base for several years.
And Victorian Society's wonderful portrait artist, G.F. Watts,
yes.
came down here, of
yeah.
course, initially with Ellen Terry.
Yes.
But then that all broke up.
Yes,
but,
they didn't last very long, did they?
No, exactly. So I think, you know, the island's hidden treasures after Osborne House are really over in Freshwater, aren't they? Because you've got two places, Farringford, which has just been recently restored,
yeah.
and Dimbler Lodge as well.
Yes. Although a lot of people, even local people, I think, very rarely realise what a little gem it is and what a whole wonderful collection they have there.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Julia Margaret Cameron is effectively the godmother of photography, not just in the UK but in the world. And you are putting on not just an exhibition but a kind of festival, really.
Absolutely.
To celebrate Julia Margaret Cameron and put new light on her. And could I just ask Minette, you know, when you look at Julia Margaret Cameron's portraits, you're an artist. I mean, what do they mean to you? Are they Do you see something that's sort of very different from the run-of-the-mill photography from the Victorian age?
Yes, and I think she's also the first female photographer, so that's been very important. And,
yeah.
and she really didn't know what she was doing. She was given a camera, I think, when she was 50, 55, something like that.
Yeah, she was well into middle age.
Yeah, and it's the subject material. It's the people that she photographed, including Lewis Carroll and
yeah, exactly.
and Alice. I think Alice was photographed by her too. And it's the progression of photography and her experimenting, which was a lot to do with chemicals. Which you
yeah.
just it was thinking about it now in this day.
And she had a very, very sort of interesting way of focusing on people, because she was criticized heavily at the time because all of her contemporaries were doing this incredibly sort of sharp detail when they took portrait photos, and she was more I guess concentrating on the character of somebody. And often she was criticized for her photography being out of focus, but actually if you go to Dimbler Lodge now and see it, or Farringford as well, it looks incredibly contemporary.
Yeah, and it must have been amazing for her to be working at Dimbler Lodge, because Tennyson, as you say, was attracting a lot of celebrities to Freshwater, and there she had the opportunity to meet them and to photograph them.
Which she did, but she yeah. also photographed her staff as well,
yes.
you know, the cook or the scullery maid or whatever it was, or the gardener. I think she used them as subject material as well, but I think she, again, I may be wrong, was one of the first people to photograph celebrities.
Yes.
And that's why the V&A had a huge exhibition on her pictures, and all of them were celebrities that she had done. And before that, celebrities weren't photographed, actually.
Absolutely, and I think she has shaped our view of the Victorian age in general, actually, and particularly of those celebrities that she photographed too.
But she was very much also into using costumes. and dressing them up.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I think that was a very, very Victorian thing, wasn't it? Because Queen Victoria was into these sort of tableau vivant where people were dressed up. And I guess before television and the internet, the idea of sort of creating your pictures out of costumes and things from the garden that you've pulled in from the garden, really were a thing of the time. Now, what I'd like to do is ask you just in a moment about your Key Crafts project and what Key Crafts is all about. But first, we're going to listen to Little Eva and the Locomotion. And, you know, that's almost as old as Julia Margaret Cameron's photographs, isn't it? I can't believe we're still listening to things like on Vectis Radio. Hopefully when we go FM, that will be dropped. But I mustn't criticise tracks because I've been told not to. Listen, I've got some lovely ladies with me, Diana and Minette. We're talking about Out of the Shadows, which is this wonderful new, I wouldn't say exhibition, a kind of festival where people are thinking about the Freshwater Circle and reacting in a different number of media to that, artistic media. This is going on from now until the 31st of December. Tell me all about Key Crafts, please, Diane. What's it all about? Is it something to do with key arts?
Well, originally, the meetings, I mean, we've been in existence for 30 years, something like that, but with a fluctuating membership. And the idea is to nurture the idea of craftsmanship. So there are 9 of us, I think, currently, and we all practice different crafts.
Yeah.
So we range from ceramics, glassmaking, printmaking, textiles, and different forms of textiles. And so we cover a whole... Well, the only thing we don't do is fine art. We don't do paintings and sculpture.
It's always difficult to understand what the difference between crafts and art is, isn't there? Because there was the arts and crafts movement as well, which is terribly confusing, isn't it? Bringing back sort of proper fine craftsmanship.
Well, I think
how do you see the difference between art and craft?
Well, I mean, I was actually trained as a painter,
right?
And I became interested in textiles, and so the two blend together.
Yeah.
And I make a habit always of painting and drawing before I even begin to do any craft work.
Yes.
And by craft work, it's actually using materials to make something tangible. Mm-hmm. So in my case, using different forms of fabrics,
right?
And but I integrate photography into that using digital print. You know, there's a whole range of different aspects to it. And any, even within textiles, there's a huge variety. And the ceramicists would say the same.
Yes.
Certainly, the printmakers.
Minette's a printmaker, and she's just been showing me some of her wonderful work, which is very, very 3D. How did you all sort of get together at Key Crafts? Was there a...
Well, I was invited to join by the woman who was currently, or at the time, was the chairman.
Yeah.
And then having invited me, she promptly left.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think it was a reflection. But some people apply to join. It's a sort of gradual... We do have a kind of selection process.
Yes.
People have applied to join, but we're very keen on maintaining the standards that we've achieved.
Yeah.
And
they're going up all the time.
They are, yes, absolutely. They are.
So I'm just looking at your leaflet here. It's textiles, photography, mixed media, ceramics. But Out of the Shadows looks a very interesting project because, first of all, you've got exhibitions. Secondly, you've got workshops. And, that there are things for performing arts students. You know, we do a lot here at Vectis Radio with the Isle of Wight performing arts students, and they're coming to make a performance. But I also see there's obviously photography. Jerry Price, the coastal gardener, big friend of ours, has been doing work with you. There's creative writing. There are the samphire dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's pretty much every single art form possible.
Well, I think we have to say that this was the brainchild of one of our members. And she had an ambition beyond just making artwork. she had the vision. This is Mary Flynn I'm talking
about.
Oh,
yes, we know Mary.
Yeah. And she saw the possibilities long before any. I think it's true to say that we were all dragged along a bit to begin with, but then having got involved, we then started to see the potential and the possibilities.
Because I think it's always difficult to fit in with an idea. I mean, there's so many of us in with so different areas of working, and we have to adapt what we our particular specialty is to that subject material. In some cases, it doesn't work, and so therefore, some of the people don't participate. But on the whole, over the past couple of years, we've always been participating in the exhibition that the whole group has decided to do. But it's fitting in with that subject material, in this case, photography, and with Julia Mark Cameron and Dimbola. So it, you know, if you have an idea, then you have to develop that. And it takes time to develop ideas.
Of course, and you can't rush that creative process, can you?
No.
What I really like about it, though, I mean, the festival, I suppose we could call it that, it's called Out of the Shadows, Casting New Lights on Julia Margaret Cameron. And James has just sort of described briefly the various events that are on as part of that. And it seems to me as though you're all actually reflecting the freshwater circle in a wider way as well, because they were people with different talents, different backgrounds, and that's what you're doing with your different talents. So it seems to me to be broader really as well, which is great.
Well, there's sort of two strands really. There's the work within the group, Keycrafts, and I would suppose the visual exhibition is the heart of the project.
Yes.
But beyond that, other people have come in. So the stanza poets, for example, they have done poetry related to the freshwater circle, but also related to the work that we have produced. So it becomes a sort of intermeshing idea.
Well, in a moment, I'd love to ask you about some workshops that both of you are running.
Yeah.
But also, there's some wonderful events coming up in the very near future. At Home with the Spartleys, I know, is something you'd like to talk about. First, we're going to have to listen to a little bit of Sam Smith. I don't ever mind listening to Sam Smith. This is Pray.
I'm just having a look at this, because it seems like a jam-packed series of events. One that shook my eye was At Home with the Spartleys.
Yes.
Well, please explain about that.
Well, Marie Spartley is also pretty well unknown to me, and I think a lot of people. But they're giving a talk on Sunday, this Sunday at 7 o'clock at Dimbola. And she was, the little I know about her, she was a Pre-Raphaelite muse. So they painted her, and I understand that she also painted herself, but. The connection with the Freshwater Circle is that her family had a home on the Isle of Wight, and Julia Margaret Cameron snared her, as she did with so many people, to become a model for her. So there are photographs of her. And if you want to know more about the lady herself, there's going to be a lecture about her this weekend.
Is that the little girl on the front of the
That photograph is actually one of our group's granddaughters.
Oh, okay.
And has used
the same style.
The same style as Julia Margaret Cameron to produce art that combines textiles and photography.
Yeah.
So it is a beautiful photograph, and you could imagine it would have been a photograph by Julia Margaret.
It's a very good photograph, actually.
She said the most difficult challenge was trying to get her grandchildren to look serious and not smile in front of the camera.
Now, Diana, I believe that you're putting on two workshops. One is Creative Cards.
Yes.
And the other one is Textiles Workshop. Now, what's Creative Cards?
Well, the Creative Cards is really to explore the joys of using fabrics and material called Bonder Web and embellishing it to make small, intricate little designs with lots of gorgeous fabrics.
Yeah.
Golds and satins and, you know, unadulteratedly bad taste. But I'm running that if anybody would like to do it. It's called Creative Cards, but the work you produce could be a card, or it could be something to decorate a purse or a case for glasses or something of that kind. Yeah. So small and intricate, but very decorative.
Well, that sounds fantastic. That's 14... 14 plus £20 on the 11th of November. Now, the other one was Textiles Workshop.
Well,
is that a similar vein? Or?
No, that one is related much more to the work that I've done this year in the exhibition.
Okay.
And I found out today that actually it's full. So.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, glad we promoted that one then. Now, Minette, if I just want to jump over to you for a sec, because you're doing a printmaking workshop.
Yes.
Is that at all similar to Diana here?
No. It's based on about a month ago I went to Dimbola and took cuttings of plants and leaves from the garden. So using that as a base for printing, so inking them up and printing them on various papers.
Okay.
I like to produce artwork that actually becomes three-dimensional. So it's printing on paper, but then also the same image on a piece of tissue paper and combining the two together. So it kind of is relief.
Yeah.
It's just experimental. It's actually a play workshop.
You come along and you give it your own special twist.
Yes. I mean, I have no idea what the experience of the people that are coming along. I know one of them is an artist herself, and she's done my workshop before, and it's kind of daunting because she says, "Oh, I want you to do something different." Well, here's the point of thinking up, but it's trying to take that print off the page, printing it, but actually doing something else with it, and instead of leaving it flat.
Yeah.
Which prints, I just love prints, but I just for myself need for it to be much more exciting.
And that's also three dimension comes in.
Three dimensional. Oh, okay. I create artist books, so it's taking those prints and making them into maybe a book form or whatever. So you can actually turn pages with it or whatever. But and layering it, you know, so using a background of different types of textures, and then putting a leaf on top of that, printing a leaf on top of that in tissue paper or another lightweight paper, and gluing it together or even stitching it together. But again, using stitching, from my point of view, adds a different a dimension to it and also a different feel to it, which I tried to stay away from. Stitching, I love it, but it's creating yet another.
Odd.
Well, it's creating another idea, and it's just making it as pure print as possible.
Yeah.
And using thread in it or something creates a different layer. And it's interesting, it's not what I want to do or to get across to people.
Yeah, well, that sounds that actually does sound quite fascinating to me. Is there that one's still got more places to be booked up, yeah?
Yes, there's a couple more places that are still available on that.
Well, we're going to listen to some Belinda Carlisle. Oh, I said that right?
Yeah.
Belinda Carlisle? We're going to listen to more Belinda Carlisle and then we'll come back and find out where we can do the bookings.
Mika and Big Girl. You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's 4:09. And very shortly, the thing to do is to hand over to Chris Mew. He is out there at the moment. In the green room, very, very excited to get into the studio as ever, thumbing through hundreds of LPs. He's got old music stretching back to as far as 1727, and he's egging us on to get in here so that he can start playing it. I know he loves his music, but there we go. Chris Mew is going to be taking you through till about 6 o'clock this evening. Now, we're talking about Julia Margaret Cameron, and Keycrafts are doing an enormous amount up until the end of December with a festival called Out of the Shadows, in which different artists reflect on the Freshwater Circle and then interpret what the Freshwater Circle did through art. I've got Minette Dogilevsky with me, and also Diana Parsons. And Diana, how do people react to the Freshwater Circle? I mean, it seems a sort of strange thing to react to because there's so much there. There's poetry, there's sort of the idea of Tennyson sort of walking through nature. There's photography. There's fine arts in terms of G.F. Watts. It's a huge thing to react to. What have you seen people at Key Crafts do?
Well, we've spent about a year researching and studying and finding ways of conveying some aspect of Julia Margaret Cameron's world.
Yeah.
And that has been a challenge, and certainly it was for me, because I wasn't particularly drawn to the kind of imagery at first.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly, a friend showed me photographs, aerial photographs of Freshwater Bay.
Yes.
And I suddenly had the idea that I could combine it with Julia Margaret Cameron's words, her writing.
Ah, interesting.
And she had this passion for the idea of beauty, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
She pursued it, and there were many statements that she made. I long to arrest all beauty that came before me.
Mm-hmm.
It all sounds rather overblown to us, but clearly it meant something then.
Yeah.
And so in my own case, what I started to do was to draw the landscape and have her writing cascading through the landscape.
Oh, lovely.
So my work relates to that.
Yes.
But other people have used her photographs directly, but interpreted it. So one person in the group, Chris Lines, has painted the women in her family, her own family.
Yeah.
And then use those along with foliage and so on to produce beautiful cyanotypes. Another one, the ceramic artist has used, Sally Woodford, has used the photographs and transposed those into porcelain.
Wow.
And they are exquisite.
Yeah, how amazing. And Minette, you've been using leaves from Dimbler Lodge and the surrounding area, is that right?
As one area for printing, yes. But
yeah.
Also the idea of film. Contemporary film being 35 millimeter printing that on different size spools. So again, a different concept to photography as it has, which is actually now in one way in digital as well. But up to 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you had 35 millimeter film more or less, and using that and cutting it out and printing it and then cutting it out and putting photographs, old photographs behind it.
Well, it's extraordinary what you've done with the visual arts in terms of interpreting Julia Margaret Cameron. But there's more than just the visual arts going to be at this festival, because I think there's going to be a poet's performance, isn't there? Stanza Poets on Saturday the 2nd of December.
Yes, they're creating a book of poems that are related to the Freshwater Circle, many of which are already on display in amongst the artwork, and also including some photographs of some of the artwork. And the book itself is being launched on the afternoon of the 2nd
Saturday,
of December.
The 2nd of December.
Yes.
And that's £5. Booking's advised. For any of these events, you can actually book at www.dimbler.co.uk, or you can call 756814. There's a lovely leaflet, if you can get that in Key Arts. I know they're stocked in Key Arts. You'll see that beautiful picture we were talking about earlier. Big shout out to Isle of Wight College Performing Arts, because they're going to be doing a performance actually at Dimbler on Wednesday the 6th of December at 5:30. Judy and I will be going along to that, looking forward to that. And I think that's about all we can say, because we've got to wrap this up and hand over to Chris Mew. Minette and Diana, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And sorry about the technical problems earlier, but we got through them. The next technical problem to face is the Rubettes and Sugar Baby Love. And Kieran is going to be with us for the next 3 weeks. So well done, Kieran. www.vectisradio.com.